Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
My family and friends try their best to protect me, but usually a severe panic attack ensues, bringing with it a racing heart, sweaty palms, flowing tears, and the inevitable evaporation of any logic. That's the effect that meeting a dog in public has on our next guest this morning. In a recent article for the Irish Times, Gabrielle Cummins described the phobia that she has been battling now for more than 40 years. She joins me on the line this morning, along with Kathleen Murray, our regular dog behavioural expert from Doggy Do's and Don'ts in Donegal. Good morning to both of you. Gabrielle, how long have you had this phobia?
Hi, good morning, Philip. I honestly can't remember a time when I didn't have a phobia of dogs. Like, I remember going to a friend's birthday party as early as 6 years old, and she had a dog, and they knew to make sure and have the dog away from me, and the dog got into the room at the party, and I distinctly remember like leaping up onto the windowsill to get away from the dog, and I was about 6 at the time.
And the dog was being friendly and playing,
oh, totally,
was it?
Yeah, like I've always said I would love to not be scared of dogs, that I love dogs and think they're beautiful animals, and really wanted to tackle this phobia, so that was why I got the help that I've gotten in the last while.
Let's just rummage around in the phobia for a minute, if it's not too upsetting or too triggering for you, though. Do you have to be near a dog to see a dog, or do you just have to know that there are dogs in the vicinity to be on edge?
In the article, I talk about that I feel like I have, well, you know, a dog dar, that I pretty much I'm constantly thinking of where there might be a dog when I'm leaving to go outside. So if I'm going for a run, if I'm going to the park or the beach, I'm conscious of the fact that I could be encountering dogs, and how am I going to deal with that? You know, I've got two young kids. How will I, you know, navigate through that without causing more stress to me, which will in turn let, you know, I don't want them to see me getting so stressed.
And if you were on your own, say, and you do meet a dog off the lead, what happens to you?
I've had some pretty bizarre scenarios where I have jumped over shop counters, like run into the nearest area, like I've jumped over walls of people's houses. I just need to get away as quickly as I possibly can.
And there is presumably a rational part of your brain which is saying to you, well, nobody else is being attacked by this dog, why would it go for me? But how come you can't keep that to the fore?
Because it's not about being attacked. I don't believe the dog is going to attack me. I believe the dog is just going to invade my personal space, and that's the issue, that I don't want the dog to come over excited and be jumping all over me. That's not something that's really the key element of the phobia is, you know, I don't believe they're going to bite me or attack me. It's just come near me without me allowing it to happen.
So it is that classical fear of the fear itself rather than of what is going to happen to you physically.
Totally. Like, really, it's not about the dog.
So how do you tackle it?
I suppose that's why I wrote the article, is because it's been something that I've attempted to tackle probably since my first child was born in 2010. And I first tried hypnotherapy and gave it a good shot, went for a lot of sessions, but it didn't quite work for me. So I parked it then for a while. And then in the last 13 months, I was introduced to human givens therapy. And I have been literally going to that therapy every fortnight, intensely for over a year. And it took me until, I started going in June 2020, I think, and it took me until April 2021 for me to finally be able to chance meeting a dog that I trusted. Like, a friend brought a dog to my house, and we had it all very planned, very carefully executed. Mm-hmm. And
hang on, you're we're putting the cart before the horse here. Can we go back to the beginning of human givens therapy? What was their approach?
I suppose the main approach is to try and figure out what the barriers are to the phobia. So he would have gotten me to write out a scale of 1 to 10. Like, what is my worst case scenario? And you mentioned attack. Like, it's not about being attacked. My worst case scenario is an excited dog off a lead coming over and jumping up on me. That's my worst case scenario. And then my 10 would be me visiting a friend's house who has a dog, and I trust them. I know they're not going to let that dog come into the room. So it was working through each of those scenarios to figure out how would I be able to cope with it. And it plays a lot on the theatre of the mind, to be honest, in that, like, you are very conscious, but I suppose the fact that, you know, I work in radio, and theatre of the mind is what we do on a daily basis. So it really worked for me. I played into that and bought into that process.
So all of this is done without any dogs being present at all.
No,
it's just you exploring your phobia in a dogless room with them.
Exactly, and putting me in scenarios using theatre of the mind of me being in a room with a dog and working through what that would feel and how I would feel like that. Like, for example, like, you put me in a prison cell and imagine me being there for weeks on end with just me and a dog. And how would I cope with that? And how would I eventually get to the realisation that they just do their own thing?
Is the thinking here that if you imagine yourself in a scenario, that once you come to deal with it in real life, that its potency is going to have diminished?
Absolutely. And it's all about practice. You know yourself with anything. It's just about using tools that they have given me to put them into practice anytime I'm near a dog now. And obviously, I've well flagged that I'm by no means have overcome my phobia, but I'm doing so much better now by being able to implement these tools. And I imagine it'll only get better as time goes on.
Well, you sound like you've really, really worked at it. Let me bring in Kathleen here. Kathleen, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Philip.
I want to bring one of our listeners' texts to you straight away. They say that they have a child who has a fear of dogs from a very young age, and it is so, so difficult. We can't go to the beach, park, camping, etc. They have all been nightmares over the years. Excuse me. Some people with pets don't understand this fear. We were even told at one time that our child should be put in a room with a dog and told to just get over it. That is, I presume, about the worst thing that you could possibly do.
Yeah, it actually is. You see, the fear of dogs is incredibly common. A lot of people don't realise just how common that is. And it's terrifying, because I've worked with a lot of kids that actually were terrified of dogs. And the last thing they need to see is a dog at the beginning of the whole thing. But because I know dogs so well, and because I work so closely with them, I build up a trust, you know, with the child first, and then go with at their pace, what they're able to handle, what they're not able to handle. And kids are very good at moving on once they, because they don't have the same hang-ups. Dogs and kids are very similar. They like something or they don't like something. It's just, you know, it's right there for you to see, you know. So you can work really well with that, despite how scared they are, because it's amazing how quickly they can make progress when they're young. But as we get older, we start, that fear gets magnified and it gets worse all the time, and it becomes an absolute phobia at that stage. And it's much more difficult to work with, because people try to pretend that they're strong and they're brave and try to pretend that they're not as scared as they think, because sometimes there's a lot of peer pressure and things, you know. And so it's not as simple, but
and presumably made worse, Kathleen, by those of us who are comfortable around dogs and who do own dogs and think of them only as our best friends, being blasé about it and telling people, oh, just get over it.
Yeah, or worse again, my dog won't hurt you, he won't bite you, he won't do this, he won't do that. But that's no good to somebody who's terrified. That's absolutely the worst thing you could say to somebody who's terrified. But people have good intentions and they mean well, but it's definitely not what the person needs.
Gabrielle, what should happen in that circumstance? If I meet you with my dog and I can see that you're plainly scared and you're hugging the wall or whatever, do I just put my dog on the lead straight away, make no bones about it, and not bother trying to reassure you?
Absolutely. The 100% thing here is about empathy. You know, you want to make sure that the other person is comfortable and safe. So even though you think your dog is the nicest and cuddliest dog in the world, that doesn't matter to me. I don't see any logic at that moment. I just want to feel safe. And for me to feel safe, I need you to put your dog on your lead.
Simple as that.
Yeah. And like, that's really why I wrote the article, because like 9 out of 10 times people are... you know, they do cooperate, but it's, you know, yourself,
I know.
When you have those negative scenarios.
For God's sake, that's only Rex. He's only going to lick you to death.
Totally.
He's not going to do anything.
I've had those, and it's really hurt. Like, it's quite draining to come away from the beach. You know, you go there with such high expectation of having a great time, and I've had to leave the beach really upset.
Okay.
With my young kids, because I just don't want them to see me so upset. But you know what's been brilliant, as your expert reference there, is how quickly children can learn. Like my 6-year-old. They both have learned behavior of, you know, the 10-year-old has you know, is her phobia is stronger than the 6-year-old. So when I met that dog, he immediately took, you know, learned from me that, okay, this is okay. And he was playing ball with the dog within a half an hour. It was amazing to watch.
Oh, that's great. Well, that must be also very heartening for you that you passed something on to the kids.
Yeah, it really, honestly, it was quite emotional to watch him because I was thinking, oh my God, I have passed this. They, you know, they only have this fear because of me. Yeah. And to watch him, you know, really enjoy like he should, just throwing everything. A ball, and the dog was just delighted to have a bit of fun with him.
Well done, well done. Everything in life is dealable with if you just take it in small, small steps. Gabrielle Cummins and Kathleen Murray, thank you both very much.
Today with Claiborne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.